you guys have had a pretty hellacious little time, and I'm very much aware of that. This is not the space and the situation in which probably we'd all like to be doing this, but let's take just a sec and kind of reset our heads and our hearts to be in this different physical space, and maybe to put ourselves in that different mental and spiritual space so that we can do what we've come here to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Friends, we've come together to renew our trust in Christ Jesus, who by his dying on the cross has freed us from death, and who by his rising from the dead has opened the gates of heaven. Let us pray therefore for Candy, that she might share in Christ's own victory. And let us pray also for ourselves, that the Lord would grant us the consolation of a living faith. O God, to whom mercy and forgiveness belong, hear our prayers on behalf of your handmaiden Candace, whom you've called out of this world. Because she put her hope and trust in you, command that she be carried safely home to heaven, and so come to enjoy your eternal rewards. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. From the first letter of St. John. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we might be called the children of God. Yet so indeed we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed to us, but we do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy. The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. Wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight have I done? The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy. That you may be justified when you give sentence and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt was I born, a sinner was I conceived. The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy. Indeed, you love truth in the heart, that in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. Purify me, then I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy. Make me to hear again rejoicing and gladness, that the bones that have been crushed might revive. For my sins, turn away your face, blot out all my guilt. The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy. A pure heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy. Give me again the joy of your help, with a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus, carrying the cross himself, went out to what is called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. And there they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, Jesus in the middle. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Then after this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." Now there was a vessel there filled with common wine, and so they put a sponge soaked in it on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his lips. And when Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Thank you. gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, death has a way of showing us who family is more than just about anything else. I remember being these guys' age and encountering my first real death. It was an uncle at this hospital, so I know this firsthand. And while I didn't know it while it was going on, I can look back at that now and realize that's how my family taught me to grieve. They showed me what's good and right and appropriate to do in the face of death. And Uncle Eddie, even in his dying, was, whether consciously or not, showing us what was really important. These last words of Jesus are what get read on Good Friday, just 2 weeks and change now away. And it's kind of the high point of the whole service. The priest reads the words of Jesus. The narrator then says, the sprig to his mouth, it is finished. And then the whole congregation drops to their knees, as though some words or some events are so evocative, you can't not. It's like when something happens in public and everybody's eyes are taken away. Death works like that with us, because the presence of one whom we love and their absence come to matter more to us than anything else. It's why Jesus, even lying nailed there to the cross, thinks first of his family, of his mom. What's going to happen to my mom? And for those of us who have lost a mom, we think about the very same thing. We who live wonder too, what's going to happen to mom? What's going to happen to us? Tell you a secret. First year after my mom passed, we were working real hard, my siblings and I, to try and take care of Dad. And Dad's birthday came up first. And of course, birthdays are important. You want to celebrate it. So for birthdays in our house, we always got to pick our favorite food. And that's what you have for dinner on your birthday. Well, Dad's birthday came, and Dad always liked cherry pie. So I made a homemade cherry pie. And I put work into this one. There was no store-bought crust here. I made it by from scratch, by hand. I even lattice topped the overbit. It looked so pretty. It was like straight out of a cartoon, straight with the smell lines wafting above. So we gather for Dad's birthday, and he tastes the pie, and he says, oh, son, this is awful good. You didn't have to go to all this trouble. Sure I did, Dad. It's your favorite food. No, it's not. What do you mean, no, it's not? No. It's what your mom always made on my birthday, but I'm really partial to apple. I was like 40 years old, and I didn't know what my dad's favorite food was. So then, a couple months later, it was my birthday. And so my sister went to do the same thing for me. Same thing, the thing she made, put a lot of time and effort into. This is great, sis, but you didn't have to go to all this trouble. Why not? Not my favorite food. Turned out, after Mom passed, we all discovered none of our favorite foods was our favorite food. They were her favorite foods. And she was using it as a chance to make them for us. And in that, whenever we gather now, especially for birthdays or times we try and make favorite foods, she's not gone. In some ways, she's more present than she was when she was sitting at the table with us. Those are the kinds of things that we need to hold on to, not just to make ourselves feel better, but to understand better, to answer that question that Jesus is posing from the cross. What's going to happen to my mom, my grandma? And what's going to happen to us? The answer, of course, is contained. Whenever we look at the cross and we see what Jesus did, whenever the church gathers for worship and especially for Holy Communion, the answer to what's going to happen to us is right there. We're going to be okay, no matter how hard it gets. Not because of us, but because of him. And now, because of her. God the Almighty Father has raised up Christ his Son from the dead. With confidence, we ask him to save his people, living and dead. And so we respond, Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. For Candace, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that she might now be admitted to the company of all the saints, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For our sister, who fed on the body of Christ, the bread of life, that she might be raised up on the last day, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For Candace, who was sealed by God's Holy Spirit, that she would be admitted to the company of the saints in light, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all our deceased relatives and friends, all those who have helped us, all those who have formed us in life, may they now have the reward of their labors and their goodness. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For Candy's family and friends, that they might be consoled by their grief, in their grief by the Lord, who wept at the death of his friend Lazarus, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And for all of us assembled here to worship in faith, that we might be gathered together again in God's own kingdom, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. God, our shelter and our strength, you listen in love to the cries of your people. Attend now to the prayers we offer for Candy and all the dead. Cleanse them of their sins, grant them the fullness of redemption, and us faith in eternal life through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Into your hands, O Father of mercies, we commend our sister Candace, in the sure and the certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, she might rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings that you bestowed upon her in this life, for they are living signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our plea. Open the gates of paradise to your servants and help we who remain to comfort one another with the assurances of faith. Until we meet in Christ and are with you and are with our sister forever, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bow down for the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with kindness and grant you lasting peace. And may that peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Christ Jesus, our Lord. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be at peace. Thanks be to God.